essentially a great movable household. This is the image of the early Tudor court evoked by the splendidly displayed collections in the new British Galleries, 1500 to 1900, at the Victoria and Albert Museum. Imagine the scene. The court, accompanied by a horde of busy servants. The stamping horses, cart horses, pack horses, ambling, trotting and running horses. And the household officers trying to maintain some sort of order as the king's entourage made its slow and cumbersome way across the country. Margaret Higgins, aged 41, and her sister Catherine Flanagan, 55, were both hanged at Kirkdale Jail in Liverpool on March the 3rd, 1884, executed for the murder of Thomas Higgins, Margaret's husband. The trial the previous month had been a sensation, the intense local media coverage prompting large crowds to swell the public galleries in the courtroom. Higgins and Flanagan became the archetypes of the Victorian murderess, callously conducting the heinous crimes in the privacy of their homes. So much so that their wax effigies were placed in the Chamber of Horrors of Madame Tussauds, where they remained for almost a century.